The Gemara in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph is coming to the mouths of the Mishnah that if a person says etain or loy etain, that's a shvua. So Gemara is a kasha, my etain. Ilam etztaka lani, if it means I'll give tztaka to an ani, mushbub amin marasinaihu. Shinema nasan titan loy. So I can't be talking about tztaka because then he's mushbub amin. Ella's like Gemara, we're talking about matana lo asher. We're talking about where he was nishba to give him matana lo asher, and that there's no mushbub amin, and that's a case where the shvua would be cha. And the Achayim asked a kasha, the Machne Ephraim, and others that why don't you why doesn't my answer? They were talking about a case where he had in mind to give tztaka to one ani, to ani plainly a specific ani, and if he has a mind to give money to that ani, he's not mechuyev to give money to a different ani because he's already miyachid for this ani. And in that case, if he's nishba lagabe the other ani, that would be not can be considered mushba ba'aymet. That would be a good teretz, why you don't have to command to matana la'ashir. And I think you can answer this up here. You cite from the Merame Sada over here. The Merame Sada brings down the kasha. Different kashas, the Shani Mass, the Rashba, and the Ritva, that there are other akimtas and hikitimsas. The Gemara could have said, the Mashal, the Gemara could have said that we're talking about we are nishba to give to the ani more than he needs, kidei tzaka, more than he needs. So if we want to give him more than he needs, then that's already not a chiv of tzaka, and that shouldn't be mishba bayman. Or another kasha they ask is that maybe the shvua is going to gabi an ani, which is not in front of you, and it's in a different country. Your chiv tzaka is only to ani who's asking you, but somebody didn't ask you, you're not mechiv to find us all the aniim. So the gabi that ani, there is no chiv. So why doesn't the Gemara give those terutzim? And the Rashba and the Ritva give different terutzim, but the Mer Misada says a chiddush that this, that something is considered mushba vayman, is not only a mitzvah chiyumis, but even a mitzvah chiyumis. Even if something is not, you're not mechiv to do it, but if you do it, you get a mitzvah, that's called mushba vayman as well. So all these cases of an ani in a different country more than you need, even though you're not mechuyif to do it, but if you do it, you can't stuck, and that would be much more aimus. But through that, you can answer the Machne Ephraim as well, that even if you had a mind to give to one ani, but if he ends up giving it to someone else, then that luchar would be a kiyum, and it's a stuck, and that would be a mitzvah kiyumis, and even that would be considered much more aimed, lefi the Merame Sada.